Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And a one, and a two, and a three.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, I'm born. How I'm adored.
And welcome to another edition of Faces for Radio. This is Anthony with my co-host, who I did not think was going to be here, Gartiz.
How are we doing today, guys?
I queued this song up for you, Gartiz, but when I played it to myself and listened to the words, all it's about is putting a baby on board sticker on your car, even if you don't have a baby, and just use it to get around faster.
Interesting. I just heard the baby part chuckling. I really didn't even pay attention to the song.
Yeah, I until today I didn't realize it. But for those who don't know, there is a little Gartiz running around. And we want to say at Faces for Radio, congratulations.
Well, thank you, guys. And I know you're probably thinking, what the heck am I sitting here doing on the radio? But truthfully, the way the day worked itself out, we're the hospital's real close to the house. So I've been able to come home and get a little bit of uninterrupted sleep and rest so I can help the wife out at the hospital. And it just happened that the way the day worked out, I was able to get here in time to come in here and then talk to the Faces Nation. Talk to my buddy Anthony and let you guys know how everything's doing. I can't stay the entire show, but I'll definitely be here at least for a segment or two. It's my own little personal downtime to hang out, and then I got to pack up some stuff and go right back to the baby. Let everybody know that wife is doing real well. She was a freaking trooper. Did the whole procedure with no meds, no painkillers, nothing, all natural. Baby came out beautiful, healthy, and has passed all the tests and screening and colors, and she's wonderful, man. It really has been just an amazing, amazing experience, and really, really feel blessed to just have all the love from everybody, family, and friends, coworkers, and to be, you know, be able to share this with my wife. It's been really cool, and hopefully, if we stick around and we get big enough, maybe we'll get her on the show someday. I think
sooner rather than
say.
Later.
Say what?
I said sooner rather than later.
Oh, definitely sooner, man. I have a feeling she'll be talking pretty soon, so we'll keep her around.
Well, the way, for people who don't know the way Gartizes do things, they always do things very fast. So you will not be surprised if the baby's talking at like 2 months.
Well, funny part, man, and you know my wife too, so this will be funny. The whole delivery process, she actually showed signs of both of our personalities. Her due date, since the day that she was conceived and we first found out, was September 10th, and born on September 10th, she was 5% of babies are actually born on their due date, and she was one of them, which matches my wife's personality of making sure that we follow plans to the T. And up until the 9th, she had not been in the position to give birth yet. Like, the baby hadn't actually turned yet. So just like Daddy, she was like, hey, I got to be out on the 10th, so I don't have to do anything until the 9th. So at about 11 p.m. on the 9th, yeah, at about 11 p.m. on the 9th, she turned, and at 6 a.m. on the 10th, she was born. So she definitely got a little bit of Daddy, a little bit of Mommy. And she's just beautiful, man. She went from looking like a curly-haired version of me yesterday to a girl today. So she's beautiful brown eyes, and then she got all the best features of both her mom and myself, so we're really happy about that.
Sexy kids.
Yep. Dude, I was really scared
that
she would get the wall.
Is that like that?
Yeah, I'm going to let you slide. It's okay.
Yeah.
She will be eventually, I'm assuming. I'm scared about that, but...
I can't say that, because I will get in trouble for that.
Yeah, please do. Please don't. Please don't, man.
But, you know, no worries,
the
bro.
The funny thing is that, you know, I was worried that if she got the right combination of features, she would be, you know, just this absolutely beautiful child. If she got the wrong combination of features, oh, my goodness, man. I don't know if I tried to stick her right back in her, in her mom, because she wouldn't be cute at all.
Which
but
side
knock on wood. Say what?
I said, which side's the front?
Well, hey, knock on wood, she got all the right features from both of us, and it just put together this beautiful combination. She's amazing, man. I can't wait. You know, I can't wait for obviously you and Mrs. Anthony to come by and meet her when you guys get a chance. And she's something else, man. She really is.
Yeah, I told you yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today. It's the first time I'm going to probably ever say this in my life. I'm actually excited to see a baby and, like, happy about it. Usually I'm like, whatever.
Well, like I told you yesterday, man, I was like, I need her. She's going to need her Uncle Tony. And this is the cool part where, like, I have a sister. I don't have any brothers. So I like to consider, like, good friends, like, we'll grow up with being her uncles. And all I know is uncles get to show kids really cool stuff without really having to worry about discipline and all the parenting stuff. So I figure there's nobody better to show her a bunch of random cool shit than Faces for Radio's own Anthony. So,
yeah, I am honored
about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, it's cool because, you know, I got every one of these guys who, you know, I consider real close family, like they all have something real cool that, you know, they'll be able to show her and hopefully, you know, let her grow up with the right idea of, like, what a man's supposed to be so she don't bring around any kind of bums around me and kind of really figures herself out and gets exposed to a lot of cool stuff, you know. So, yeah, man, she's going to be a cool little girl, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
I got to tell you, man, this show has been very, very positive as opposed to how I was going to do the show today. Do you know what my idea for the show was? Any idea?
Honestly, in the world in the last 20 years, about 36 to 40, I have no clue.
I was basically gonna just trash on you for calling in sick to work the whole time. That was going to be the whole show. That's all I have planned for the show this week.
I was using my sick leave. I was using my sick leave to sit around and just watch TV, to catch up on some TV.
I was going to give you a 10-second congratulations, and then I was going to just be like, can't believe this guy's not here. And I was just going to crap on you the entire time.
Well, glad I called. Hey, don't worry, man. Like I said, I'll be on the first commercial break, so after that you got a good at least hour of airtime left. Where
dude, I actually like, well, don't, bro. The stream's back at only an hour. I don't know what happened.
Holy crap.
I know.
Oh, well. Don't care. It's okay.
Well, actually,
I had some break.
To be perfectly honest with you, dude, my first topic today was actually you after the title saying congratulations about the baby. And it was going to be a big thank you thing. But I think I'm going to hold on to that and not do it right now.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm going to hold on
to
that.
I can tell you right now, man, I think, I mean, you know me pretty well. You know I have a pretty laid back, you know, what it is type of attitude. But, man, it's gone to a whole other extreme. Like right now. Like right now it's really just, you know, make sure mom's good, make sure baby's good, and the rest of the world can either hop along for the ride or, like DX used to say, I got two words for you. You know, that's really about it. So, I mean, that's really the attitude. So if you think I was laid back and didn't give a crap about things before, oh my gosh. I've literally, and I think really I had to jump on the show to chat with you for a while just because, like, man, I've been cooped up in this hospital room. And we've had family in and out and doctors in and out. And let me tell you, man, those doctors, God bless them, because they've been absolutely amazing. But, man, some of these technicians, man, they have a job to do, and they don't give a crap about your comfort or what you're doing. Like, we finally got to sleep this morning, and some technician lady burst in the door at, like, 4:30 in the morning with, like, no regard that the baby's asleep, we're asleep. She's like, I need blood. And then, you know, my wife's like, I'm half asleep. She was like, just lay there. I'm poking you. I'm taking it, and I'm out. And she checks her box and goes on to the next man. These people, they're in and out. But like I said, man, God bless them because they've been absolutely amazing. You know, they've been there for us. And, like, of course, you know, going to this hospital, man, we're paying for all this crap, man. We're just racking up on a bunch of free stuff. So snagging supplies and good and all kinds of crap. I'm about to try to
Ray,
get the
shouldn't
flat
be saying that on the air, man. That's off-air conversation.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the workers at the hospital are sitting around listening to their faces for radio. And be like, wow. Holy shit, that's why the TV's missing.
Why wouldn't they be listening to faces for radio? It's 5:30 on a Thursday. What else would you be doing?
What else would they be doing, right?
I don't know. But speaking of people listening, it's time to go through the things or the ways to contact us. The social media, as it were. The Twitter is at Faces for Radio 1. You can call us today at 855-VOC-RADIO or 855-862-7234. Our Facebook page, Faces for Radio Show, and our Gmail is facesforradio@show@gmail.com.
All right. Sounds
good. Right.
And you know, the thing is, man, leading up to today, you know, before obviously everything just kind of did a 180 on me and I got really preoccupied, like there's a lot of good stuff happening, like just kind of in the world of sports that really weren't sports related that I was like, man, I really want to get some opinions about and just kind of discuss. But like I said, man, I just don't care. Like, I just really don't give a crap. Like,
like, well, bro, let me go through the topics I got. And
sure, yeah, you just tell
I'll
me.
I'll just bounce them off you and we'll see what you think.
All right.
First of all, I just want to give, like, you know, moment of silence on our show, 9/11, real quick. I just kind of found it's, like, important to do that, and I just think we needed to do it. Not necessarily, like, touch on 9/11, but I just think it's important to, like, take that moment of silence for those people.
Oh, very well, man. I think it's something that I think definitely should do. We were lucky enough to land on a Thursday on 9/11 this year, so definitely that was appropriate and very well thought out.
Just pay our respects, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I hate about tragedies, though? This wasn't like, let me lead this into this. This just popped in. You know what I hate about tragedies? I hate when people go, where were you when JFK was shot? Where were you during 9/11? Who the hell cares where I was? What significant role did I play in the JFK? I wasn't in the motorcade, you know. So what does it matter where I was? I was in a coffee shop when I heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, I guess, you know, I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. I guess people like reflect and kind of try to compare their horror stories of like, well, and, you know, and obviously, I mean, I'm assuming, where were you when that happened? Were you in New York or were you down around here already?
Oh, man, I was in Long Island, bro. I was still in high school. So it was like, it was weird, man. I'm in a stock market class literally at like 9 o'clock in the morning. We turn on the TV, boom. It just had happened. So like I walked into class, took roll, turn on television. And the next thing I know, like everybody in that class was like glued to the television. Like other classes were coming in. I mean, the whole school day, because where my family's from in Long Island, like everybody worked at, you know, in the city at the World Trade Center. You know, we had a street sort of pseudo changed in our neighborhood to a guy's name who died in the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
See, I mean, the thing was, I was actually living in Puerto Rico at the time, so I don't think, since I was so far away and kind of out of the country, and, you know, obviously you feel the tragedy, but it wasn't quite as impactful as if I would have been up here. You know, my dad was actually on his way to the Pentagon when things started going haywire up in the D.C. area, so, you know, luckily he missed that by, you know, some minutes, and then that kind of,
like,
was weird being down there.
That's like a story worth telling.
Yeah, he was actually, I mean, he used to work at a building that was a contract building that worked with the Pentagon. He's a DOD civilian, and they would work with the Pentagon all the time, and he was on his way for a presentation conference or whatever over there, and from his building was able to see that the fire and the smoke at the Pentagon, it was like something's going on. turn on the news, you know, then obviously they know what's going on and that gets canceled. But I will tell you that from my perspective, being that I was in Puerto Rico and I was in college, you know, it was different because, you know, I'm American and you know, it's happened close to home and, you know, my sister calls me and tells me my dad's okay and I'm watching and just kind of stunned. But you're down there in a different country where it doesn't really resonate the same way. And
yeah, I understand. It's like when even though Puerto Rico's essentially it's not really a country. Semantics.
It's an island and it's, you know, it's a territory of the U.S. type of deal, but the stuff that happens in the country doesn't, you know, they know about it, but it doesn't affect them in the same way that it affects. So it's in the same way that, for instance, like a typhoon hits in Thailand or a tsunami hits, and it's like, man, that really sucks, but
yeah,
what does that have to do with me on the other side of the world? You know,
yeah,
what I mean? It's kind of that kind
I
of perspective.
Absolutely understand. It completely makes sense.
So you know, that was really what I was around. I mean, and I remember actually being in the university and getting pissed because then all of a sudden, like, everybody's got to make it, you know, got to start with jokes about, you know, going to war and this. And I just remember thinking to these people, like, God, you're some assholes. Like, you know, but again, we were looking at it from their perspective, you know, these people are on a tiny island. This really has zero to do with them. It's just a piece of world news. It could have happened anywhere in the world, and they would have reacted the exact same way.
Dude, let me tell you something about just something that was really crazy on that day. So after that happened, I don't know exactly what they did, but they like shut down some bridges or something. Like you couldn't get across certain bridges in the city. So we had an 8-period schedule and I was like a senior and I had 7th period was my last period of the day. I had 8th period lunch. So after 7th period every day, I would drive to work directly after that so I could get out before closing. Because my thing was like, let me work instead of like a 5 to 9, let me work like a 2 to 7 and not have to deal with closing BS, right? You know how it is to close the store. So that was like why I was doing that. So I was leaving, I drive to work. As I'm driving, Gartiz, I was on the highway, the LIE, 495. There was not a car on the road in one way or the other. Never in my life. I don't know if this is like if anybody's really seen this. Like, 'cause I don't know. I'm sure people have, but it's just really crazy. I've never been on a highway where I could not see a car around me. It was surreal.
Well, see, and that's funny you mention that because from what I understand from stories that were told to me about how it was in this area, I mean, you know how traffic is on 95 in this area on a regular day. And on that day, getting out of the city and getting on the 95 was, like, virtually impossible. You had people hopping rides with strangers just to get out of the city, which really, I remember it brought a lot of fire down on the city officials because they really didn't have any kind of plan for evacuation. It was just like, oh, we live in the most powerful city in the world with so much important stuff going on, and if things go haywire, we have zero idea how we're going to get out of it. It's just get the hell out. And obviously that caused even more commotion, and instead of having people like in a controlled, you know, environment, you just got more chaos on top of unknown chaos. Like the stories I've heard about how it was handled down here and the like people getting out of the city and trying to get home was just, you know, brutal. It was something else incredible to hear how chaotic things were around here.
Well, yeah, that's what, and that, it was, because I was on the other side of the city, that's why there were no cars, because nobody could get out of the city because of the bridges. So people were, like, walking, like, miles, like ridiculous miles to get to, like, a place where they could get, like, a taxi or something. So, I don't know, it was just insanity.
Damn. Well, thanks for killing my buzz, dude. All
right, I got good news for you.
All right, good stuff. Let's talk good stuff, man. Yeah.
All right, you know how you're a fan of 411 Mania?
I am a fan of 411.
You are talking to a new writer for 411 Mania.
Congratulations, man. Don't we have a round of applause somewhere?
We'll just take yours, bro. I'd rather have yours.
I'll write something about.
Say it again?
What are you writing about?
Oh, well, okay. So, you know I'm like a
big... Should we explain 411 for those who don't know what it is?
I don't know. Is it like... I feel like it's a big website, is it not?
I don't know, man. We'll explain it. I mean, it's pretty big. We'll explain it for anybody who may not know what it is. I mean, 411 Mania is basically a pop culture type website who has different sections giving you news reports on music, movies and TV, professional wrestling, which is how I got introduced to it. I've seen them expand into MMA, video games, comics, just a little bit of everything to what you whistle on pop culture and what's happening around the world, man. And not to mention countless pictures and hot chicks from, like, Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, man, it's an awesome website. I said it's an awesome website.
Dude, it's amazing. Yeah, it's great. You get all the good stuff of social media without actually having to be on social media.
Yeah.
It's great.
And
so what are you writing
I'm
about?
I'm writing for the games division, games section. I don't know what you call it.
So naturally, you would get a chance to write in the one section that I know nothing about.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool because I'm doing – the articles that I'm doing is I got the section – there used to be an article in 411 in the gaming section called the Retronomicon, and it was basically, you know, like that thing from the Necronomicon from Evil Dead, but it was like about like old school video games. And like basically the guy just would like give like reviews and like what these games were and what their impact was. Well, I'm basically taking over that column – but I don't know if it's still going to be called that. Maybe called something else, but I don't know what it's going to be called yet.
So you're actually going to be reviewing old games?
Sort of. I'm actually going to be doing three things. I'm going to be reviewing old games. Or it's not necessarily like a review. It's just kind of like a nostalgia trip. It's just like a fun, like, let me just think about like this friggin' awesome game, and if I never heard about it before, maybe I'll go find it and play it type of thing.
Real quick, because I've been very far removed from my video game years, I may be able to brainstorm with you. Because I may older games, I may at least give you a couple talking points somewhere to start off getting thoughts or something, if you need it.
Well, I actually wrote my first article. I submitted it today. It's just a draft. So they're gonna have to like, you know, look through it, make sure it's cool, it's up to snuff, and then I got to like finalize it. But I also wrote – the second thing I do is I write like – I can write opinion pieces. And I wrote an opinion piece as like kind of like just like a sample. And I like – it's and I sent it in like right after they were like, yeah, we're going to hire you. And I was like, all right, like, what do you think of something like this? And they liked it. And I was like, all right, can I run it? And that's going through the chain today. So hopefully that article will be on tomorrow.
Oh, you definitely got to let us know and put it up on the Facebook page, man, so we can check that out. I mean, I'll start reading the video game section. I got to read Anthony's work.
Yeah, man, the whole article, the opinion article is going to go up. It's all about NHL 15 and why it's a bad buy. I actually was able to convince the judge who bought the game, Gartiz, he bought it. I convinced him not to open it and return it.
Get out of here, really.
Swear to God.
Maybe
it's
that's
such
awesome.
A bad buy.
Now, here's a question. Dude, here's a question, man, and I know you, because sometimes you get kind of hot-tempered, because I know you pretty well. How are you going to handle the troll? In 411 Mania, I mean, has, like, this, and I don't know if it's the same in the video game section, but I definitely know throughout the wrestling and MMA music and movie sections, they have, like, this core group of internet trolls who are just assholes, man. And they'll rip they don't know how to write a lick of anything. They're probably 13-year-old virgins in their mom's, like, base and never kissed a girl in their lives type of deal. How are you going to handle that? Like,
I don't know,
are
man.
Are you going to be able to handle reading your article and being like, this guy?
Do you think I'm gonna lose it? Do you think I'm going to buckle?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Like, I don't think – like, I don't know. Like, obviously, like – throughout, you know, the years of knowing you, like, we've disagreed on things and we've discussed things, but I don't think either one of us has ever just flat out looked at the other one and said, well, your opinion on NHL 215 is bullshit. I'm buying it. It's the greatest game in the world. This guy's a clown. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, how are you going to, are you going to sit there and, like, because sometimes on 411, the writers will actually respond to the commenters. Usually pretty you know, they very well-written responses to kind of squash the trolls. But, like, what's going to be your take on it? And I'm interested to know, like, how are you going to deal with that?
Well, essentially, like, let's just look at this NHL 15 just for an example. That's an opinion piece. So it's like, you can say whatever you want. But in the end, what that opinion piece stands for is me trying to help you into not making a poor decision buying a game. If you want to go buy that game, go ahead. Do whatever you want. This is just my take. Like, I'm not, I feel like it's not going to really bother me. I feel like that's how I'm going to look at most things.
Okay. So, because I know, I mean, there's gotten to the point where, I've been a fan of 411 for a long time. So I've seen the website evolve, and I've seen how the comments, and sometimes the comments are like the most fun to read, because people come up with some real funny jokes. But then they start just like ripping on a particular writer. And I mean, sometimes it's very, very grand. It's very like it's definitely deserved, because sometimes some of the writers there just aren't the best, or they're just not very, they're pretty lazy with their work. And I know you. I know you're going to put a lot of effort, so I really think your stuff will stand out and will shine. But a couple of them get like, a couple of them get really torn into, man. Like, and again, it's just like, and it's not even torn into with anything with like an intelligent argument. It's basically being torn into by the idiot that you can't punch in the face because he's an internet troll.
I know, but Garcia, I don't know if you know this, but I used to write articles for a couple of different wrestling websites too. So it's like I've kind of dealt with this already. Like I know the waters I'm diving into.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I wrote an article one time about why Snooki was like a terrible choice to be at WrestleMania, and I like put the graphic I made. I like made a Photoshop the graphic. It's so funny. I gotta find it. It's Yokozuna with Snooki's head on it, but it like looks like it's really Snooki. Like it's so awesome.
Dude, that's pretty cool. I mean, I have to ask you: is the video game community, are they as critical, are they as, I think like wrestling fans have certain characteristics that kind of define them, especially within the internet wrestling community. Are video gamers in the video game internet community, I guess you would call it, do they share kind of the same kind of characteristics? Are they as cynical? Are they as critical? Are they as know-it-all as wrestling fans seem to be?
It's the same community. Like, it's the same people, man. That's why I cross over so well with both groups.
All right, cool.
That's how it is, man. There's the people who have like rational thoughts, and then there's the people who will fight with you that a PlayStation system is better than a Microsoft, no matter what, or vice versa, man. It doesn't, you know, people. There's crazy people, and then there's rational people.
Oh man, that's freaking crazy, man. I can't wait.
Yeah, check this out. Third thing that I do on the thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I review regular games. So like new games that are gonna be coming out this fall, I'll get to review some of those too.
Sweet.
Yeah, you wanna take a caller?
System?
What's up?
Yeah, let's take them.
Yeah, well, I guess, like, I mean, I have, like, every system, so it's not going to be an issue. But I guess, like, I don't know how it works. Like, I'm not really sure. Like, they're going to, like, send me copies of stuff somehow. And, like, so I gotta figure out how it works. I'm not sure yet. So, okay, taking this caller, I believe this might be CJ from Virginia. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well for a Thursday.
Hey,
how are you doing?
The face of radio. It's a great Thursday.
That's right. It's a terrific Thursday.
Have you been listening the whole show?
How you doing, buddy?
I got on a few minutes ago. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you two video game questions.
Please.
So I wanted to know, will you be doing a review of an atrocious game known as State of Emergency?
Would you like me to?
That would be wonderful, because after getting Vice City a long time ago and waiting for almost 2 years for State of Emergency, and the hype that had gone into it, I was sorely disappointed with the game, and I'd be very curious to hear your opinion about it.
It's been years since I played it, so I think it'd be interesting to play it again and then give you, like, an honest...
Yeah. And then the other game is, have you ever played Zero Wing?
No, I don't think... No, definitely not.
Do you know what it is?
No, I'm assuming it's some sort of flying game.
It is the All Your Base Are Belong to Us game.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. What's it for?
Came out in 91. That I would be very interested to see if you did a review on that.
What's it for?
You know what? I just looked it up. I don't recall. I think it was for Genesis.
Okay. Shouldn't be an issue.
So, anyways, I just wanted to call in about that. So I'm gonna sign off here.
Wait a second, CJ, go yet.
Okay.
Gartiz, tell CJ the good news.
CJ, buddy, first off, great to hear from you. You're missed, man. Just so you know that. And second, myself and my lovely wife had our little baby girl yesterday.
Yes, congratulations. I actually I heard through the grapevine, but that's wonderful. Congratulations on joining the parent circle. That's wonderful. I hope you enjoy not getting much sleep and waiting on your wife hand and foot, but I'm sure you do that anyway, minus the not sleep, so... You know, you should be fine.
Yeah, man.
Hey, guys.
It's good.
Just real quick, we got to take a commercial, so I'm going to put us all on the opposite room while we're through commercial. And, Gartiz, you going to check out or are you sticking around?
Yeah, man, I got to check out. I got to get moving, get some stuff done at the house, and get back to the wife and the baby. So everybody listening out there, thanks for your support. Hopefully everything works out well. We'll be back next week full time with you guys. Enjoy the show with Anthony. We'll talk later. CJ, man, good to hear from you. Take care of yourself.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys next week, man.
CJ, hang out for
a minute.
Yeah.
Change that gimmick, Garth. We got to change
that gimmick. Guys. We'll see you next week.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartiz.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio. Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your events? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the clouds? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the end cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeCharge Tuesday. or call live toll-free at 855-BOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
Welcome back, Faces for Radio. I'm the only member in the room right now. Sorry about the weird cutoff of the song. I didn't realize I was still on mute. I shouldn't even have told you that because I look like a jackass, but that's okay. I don't really mind. Just a couple things I want to talk about really quickly. One of those is about Gartiz, with him not being here. I feel easier to tell him this. I've told him this before, but I think it's important for everybody to know this. When I was in college up until now, so for about 12 years, I got very, very overweight, like 65, 70 pounds overweight. And the thing about it is, the way it added up on me is, you could tell I had some weight on me, but the way I dressed, it didn't really look terrible. It was easily hideable, and I was kind of in denial that it was like a problem. Didn't really care about it. So I met Gartiz maybe 4 years ago, and really into fitness and stuff. And he was always telling me, you know, try this. And at this point, I've been going to the gym for about 4 years prior to meeting him. And the gym just really never did anything for me. It made me stronger, but it never did anything to my body. Okay, so as I was getting stronger, I must have still, because I didn't really look too heavy, but I had a lot of extra weight on me, so it never really did anything to my body. I would use machines, et cetera. A lot of it had to do with my eating as well. It wasn't good. So Gartiz turns me on to DDP yoga. He's like, just try it. You know, see what you think. Da-da-da-da-da. And he always did these things like P90X. And we have this other friend of ours who he got doing P90X and a couple other things. And the guy lost a ton of weight and he was heavy. So I just said, you know what, I'll try it. Whatever, who cares? So I give it a shot. And after maybe a day, or after like 2 days, I was like, wow, I really like doing this. Like, it's not too, like, labor intensive. It's it doesn't really, like, hurt my body. I really like it. So I was like, maybe I'll quit the gym. And I'm a very impulsive person. Like, I'm very quick to do things. So I stopped myself and I said, look, if I'm doing this yoga thing for about 3 weeks, then I'll quit the gym. All right, that's how I'll do it. 3 weeks, if I'm still in it, then I'll quit the gym. So I did the yoga for 3 weeks, loved it, absolutely loved it. Quit the gym, did it for 4 months, lost 40 pounds. Still overweight, but I lost 40 pounds, which was cool, man. So I'm at, you know, I was at like around like 200, 195, in that neighborhood. Started eating better. Just little things, you know, cut out some fast food. I did it incrementally. I then started losing more weight. Up until today, it's been 9 months or so. since, yeah, it's been 9 months. I started January 1st. I started on New Year's Day, and I've been doing it till then, till now. I haven't been on a treadmill, on any type of aerobic exercise machine since then. I haven't lifted a weight besides, you know, I've lifted heavy things, but I haven't lifted weights since that time. At this point in time, I've lost 60 pounds. I've had to buy new clothes twice. I feel great. I'm able to play hockey again. And everything is just awesome, like the Lego movie. It's just great. And I want to thank Gartiz. I've thanked him before, but I just wanted to really get the time without him being able to, yeah, it's fine, to really sit here and say, look, man, this guy changed my life, man. He made me from being unhealthy and probably cutting my life short to now being in, like, I've never been, even when I was in high school and I was in good shape, I've never been in this good of shape. And I just want to thank him from, you know, brother to brother. He's my boy. So, Gartiz, thank you so much for everything you've done for me. I really wanted to talk to Gartiz about Ray Rice, just because I just, you know, everybody's talking about Ray Rice. So I'm not going to do that. Without him here, it's just not going to be fun, because what happens is, being by myself, now I'm just going to be bouncing off random thoughts, and it's kind of boring. For me, not for you, hopefully. But I just feel like I don't have somebody to ping ideas off of and argue with and just chat with, and it kind of stinks. So if you want to call in and keep me company, number is 855-862-7234. One of the things I heard about today, which I don't really know how to feel. Another thing I would have liked to talk to Gartiz about, Married with Children is in the works to get a spinoff show. Think about who it's going to be. Nope. It's Bud. I think Bud is the only person it could have been. All the other three have relatively successful careers. I mean, Kathy Sagal has the best one. I don't know how to say her name. Peggy Bundy has the best career out of the three of them, or out of the four, I guess. Oh, sweet. We got another caller. Let's see who it is. Is it Derek? Yo, who is this? Hello.
Hello, Sarlito.
Hello. Is this conservative pundit John?
Is indeed.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's the first time you've called the show.
Well, I was listening to the entire show. I was gonna call earlier, but the bromance is just so heavy. So
oh,
I was giving you guys your time. Very, very happy for both of you, I guess. So if Cartiz is listening, congratulations, man, that's awesome. And if, you know, now that I'm on the phone with you, on the line with you, I guess I should say. Congratulations to you, too. My God, it's been quite a year, man. How much weight was it?
60. It's up to, like, 63 pounds.
Jeez. Congratulations, man. That's crazy.
The last time I spoke with you, you started doing it. Are you still doing the program?
Yes, actually. I've been doing it for about a month and a half. For anyone who's listening, I used to be big into lifting weights, and then, you know, your knees hurt, your shoulders hurt, and everything else hurt. So this amazing system by DDP and YRG, they, you know, claim that it takes you back and it brings those shoulders from stop hurting, the knees stop hurting. And man, a month and a half later, I'm feeling pretty good.
That's great, man. Did you lose any weight yet?
I haven't dropped 90 pounds, but I also eat like a pig and drink like a fish. So
yes, and you know, you've only been doing it for a month and a half, whereas I've almost been at it for a year. So there's a big difference.
Very true.
So, what's going on in your world today?
You know what? My world is crap. But I did actually want to get on the line when you kind of spoke about the Ray Rice thing, because I'm not a big sports guy. However, I found that very interesting. So, what's the host's thoughts on this? Because
okay, all right, I'll give you my thoughts. And I feel like you probably already know what I'm going to say. I don't really understand how this relates to him getting fired.
Right.
Is what he did deplorable? Absolutely. Does it have anything to do with his job? Not really. Is there something in his contract that he has to be like an upstanding
citizen?
Right,
like an ethics thing, yeah.
Maybe. And if that's the case, then yeah, he probably should get fired. But if it doesn't have that ethics case, there is no reason for him to get fired. And people are like, well, you beat your girlfriend and you get like 2-game suspension. And then you smoke weed and you get like a 6-game suspension. Yo, man, listen. Beating your wife's deplorable. But if you beat somebody up and then go play football, it's probably not going to affect you like if you go smoke a blunt and then go try to play football.
I agree with you. I think they should have put him out there for a few games and let him just get his ass whooped by every other team that was playing him because he is a punk. And I think
Dude.
That the ratings that would have come in from that, for people wanting to watch this guy just get his ass beat, I think it would have been huge for the NFL.
That should have been that.
Then,
you know,
and then they
you were so close. Here's the ending piece. No shoulder pads.
No helmet. No cuff.
Yeah,
I'm down.
There you go.
Just
that's
whipping
it.
This guy.
I'd say that's fair.
I agree. I think it would have been entertaining for everybody else. They would have given him false hope and then kicked his ass out of the league, cut off all those benefits, had a concussion or two, and you know sent him on his way. But she's a moron for staying with that guy anyway. So you know what? Whatever. She, I guess, I'm not want to say she gets what she deserves because that's obviously not the right thing to say. But she's an idiot for staying with this guy.
I'll tell you what. I can't imagine it's going to get much better for her now that he's been fired.
It's terrible.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not even joking.
I'm being serious. All eyes will be on him, though.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, for the next 2 weeks until somebody else does something stupid.
True.
I mean, look at Chris Brown. Chris Brown brutalized Rihanna, like demolished her. He used her face like pizza dough, man. And he's winning awards, and people are swooning over this guy.
Yeah, but she came out. Didn't she come out and publicly, like, I think it was like a year or two later, but say, like, oh, all's forgiven, we're good?
But so did this girl.
I know, but she's not Rihanna. I mean, she's hot, but she's not Rihanna.
Good point. She's not really that hot. She's got a weird nose.
She has a nose?
A weird nose.
No.
It's like beakish.
Oh, I didn't really notice there were other things that I was paying attention
to.
But
I see, I can't. I've only seen sitting down pictures, so I can't really comment on the other.
Oh, okay.
I think Rihanna looks like a little boy. I don't know how any male could be attracted to her.
You publicly just called me a pedophile, so I think I should probably get off the line. But you're a good host, man.
I love getting people into crap.
So, without bringing up, I guess, a sore subject, what happened to the hour-and-a-half show I was anticipating?
I don't know. I think that there was just a mistake in the time setup, so I'm going to figure that out once we get off the air. It's not that. I don't think it's that big a deal.
Gotcha. Just a glitch.
Yeah, just a glitch, I'm hoping. If it's not, I will be complaining next week. Did you hear about the Married with Children spinoff?
No, but as I was calling in, I heard the tail end of that, and I was very interested. What is that about?
The people who like started Married with Children, it was just news today. Like, I don't know if it's going to really go somewhere, but they're in talks with like a couple of networks to do Married with Children spinoff with Bud as like an adult.
That guy's got no career. I can't wait to see this.
I know, right? That's exactly what I said. I was like, the other, you knew it was going to be him. The other three are like set.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Sunday Anarchy's almost running over, right? I thought maybe Peggy would get back in the show.
You know, she's always working, though. I feel like she's always in something.
A lot of voiceover work.
I hear they're doing a crossover soon.
Which one?
Married with Children. Futurama and The Simpsons.
Oh, wow. I guess I'd be into that. I haven't watched The Simpsons in like 10 years, though. It's just keep watching.
You didn't watch the marathon?
I didn't. I stopped watching after season 10.
Dude, Dude, the marathon was awesome. I feel like the marathon revitalized the Simpsons for me.
It did. It was very good. I just, like, you just see the transition between the old writers and the new writers on the show. And then the new writers on the show for a while were just so liberal and conservative. Pundit John just doesn't appreciate that. So I just can't. There's only so many George Bush jokes and stupid things I can take.
That makes sense. And I agree with you. I do think it gets a little politicky at times. However,
I mean, yeah,
I feel
it's
like
a
if
satire.
You watch
but
some of those old episodes, it's very politicky the old way.
What do you mean, Mike?
Like they're very,
yeah,
they're very
think,
they make
think,
a lot
think,
of like Democratic jokes and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
I think Clinton
funny.
Jokes are hysterical. That's because I'm a conservative.
Just don't make Jimmy Carter jokes. Fine by me.
Gold.
So we got 8 minutes, man. You gonna stick around?
I got nothing to do.
Sweet. So let me ask you: do you know of 411 Mania? Have you heard of them before?
No, but I was checking them out. I was checking them out when you kind of just said it before that you were starting to be gonna write articles for them. However, I really don't care about celebrities, music, sports, or video games. But I do care about my buddy Tony, who is a very funny guy. So there would be articles that I would read.
Dude, I love you, man. It's so funny.
I know.
I
looked on the I was on the site scoping it out, and I mean it's interesting, but the nostalgia games that I'd be interested in, because when I was a kid, I was a gamer, man. I played games nonstop.
Do you have any hidden gems that I should get my hands on?
I don't know, man. I'm still if somebody put Altered Beast down right now in front of me for Sega, I'd be playing that all night.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Roar! I love that noise.
Yep. And I was talking to somebody about Toe Jam and Earl. Remember that stupid game where you just walked around and picked up stuff?
Great game. It was like the first open world game.
Yep.
Did
but
you ever
play that I liked about
Panic on Funkatron?
Yeah, I think I did. It was too much for me. I couldn't handle it.
Loved it.
But you know what I feel like is a transition that is just so different between the time period from then to now is
the unlimited lives and
continues. I feel like that's when I stopped playing video games. Because like when you were playing Sonic, man, you were going to like level 9 or 10 or whatever it was, and you had one life left. That was like an experience.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, man. You're the host. Take it.
I wrote an article. I started with an article for something, for a game that I'm doing my first retro game on. And there's a line in the article that says, you'll probably like this if you're in the older gaming crowd. If you're in the younger gaming crowd, you may have to get used to a game over screen again. So it's funny you said that.
Yeah, it's true though, because I mean, you remember putting in like hours of work, or leaving the TV on overnight with the pause button, praying to God that power didn't jump, and then waiting for that next day to keep playing.
Well, I mean, even though they're like illegal, those ROMs are like the best things ever because you can save your progress anywhere.
It, right.
Remember when
you
took me to get my wisdom teeth taken out, and I afterwards I was playing Zelda for like 3 days while I was recuperating.
Yep. Yeah, that ROM was cool, but that, I mean, that's when we were in college, and that came out. And we thought that was like the craziest thing in the world. Now, I mean, you put that on your freaking iPod probably or something.
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy. I feel like when those iPads and stuff first came out, a lot of those old Nintendo games just like popped up on there. They were under different names and stuff, but before they got like super regulatory, it had all that stuff on there.
Yeah, somebody turned Mario into the Spanish Brothers or something like that. They would just change them around, flip the mustache or something.
Exactly, they're like the Luigi Brothers or something.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well,
yo, did you
know.
Hear
it's
about?
It's a whole new world.
Did you hear about this year's snow that's coming in?
I heard they're forecasting quite a bit of it, but is it going to, like, be colors or something? What's different about it?
I know. No, there will not be colors. However, they said, I read this article, and it was saying how the amount of snow you got in your area last year, you're going to get 5 times the amount, which sounds like impossible. But the way they explained it was, it's going to start getting cold towards the end of September. So people are going to, like, there's like an El Nino coming through, which is Spanish for
the Nino.
So it's supposedly by the beginning of October, it's going to start snowing, and it's supposed to be like heavy snow throughout the entire winter.
Excellent. Well, you guys had no school last year, so can you imagine down in Virginia having 5 times the amount?
Dude, no school, no work for anybody, man. The whole city, area shuts down.
Well, there was a massive snowstorm out in the Midwest today.
Yeah, in San Diego it snowed today.
Oh, did it? Wow, that's more west than mid, but all right, yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird. I don't know. You know what? At this point, I got rid of my all-wheel drive, so I'll be like the rest of those commuting schleps. You just can't get to work. That's okay. I'll take a day.
Yeah. Forget it. Use your
really
time.
Yeah, it's just work. Not like being on the radio, my friend.
Yeah.
It's a fun experience, man. And he's got to have more kids.
You got to call in more.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's so difficult. I was looking forward to having that extra half hour, usually. I got out of work early today, but we got to get that going.
I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry.
I'm sure you are.
So we are out of time, my friend. So hang out for a second. Hit us up on Twitter at FacesForRadio1. Our number here is 855-862-7234. Call us in 3 minutes. Our Facebook is Faces for Radio Show. And our Gmail is facesforradio@gmail.com. And guys, remember, if the gimmick ain't working, change the gimmick.